from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump shared their same stage at a charity event in New York Thursday night. The Al Smith dinner featured the two candidates trading what were intended to be humorous barbs. Here's Clinton mocking Trump's request that they take a drug test before last night's debate.
Donald wanted me drug tested before last night's debate. And look, I got to tell you, I am so flattered that Donald thought I used some sort of performance enhancer. Now, actually, I did. It's called preparation.
Trump's barb at Clinton made reference to criticism he received for speaking unfavorably about a TV celebrity, Rosie O'Donnell.
You know, last night, I called Hillary a nasty woman. But this stuff is all relative. After listening to Hillary rattle on and on and on, I don't think so badly of Rosie O'Donnell anymore. In fact, I'm actually starting to like Rosie a lot.
Meantime, joking aside, earlier Trump revealed he will accept the election results if he wins. But during Wednesday night's debate, Trump said he would not immediately accept the results of the election, prompting President Barack Obama to tell voters at a rally in Florida Thursday that Trump's casting doubt on the legitimacy of the election is not helpful. Widespread election fraud has been extremely rare in U.S. politics in modern times. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says the operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State is going much faster than expected. Al-Abadi spoke in Paris, where foreign ministers from Western and Middle Eastern nations have been meeting to discuss how to restore peace and stability once the Islamic State group is ousted from Mosul. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, in this story, the Pentagon announced that the U.S. service member was killed in a blast in northern Iraq, but it's unclear if that incident was linked to the Mosul operation. The international community moved Thursday to step up pressure on Syria and its allies to end the bombing of eastern Aleppo and to allow aid workers in and civilians out of the besieged city. At an informal meeting of the UN General Assembly called by Canada with the support of 70 countries, many members urged the rare use of a mechanism that allows the Assembly to convene an emergency special session when the Security Council is deadlocked and unable to act to maintain international peace and security. Mexican federal judge on Thursday rejected an appeal from drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman against his extradition to the United States. The head of the drug cartel was recaptured in January after escaping for a second time from a maximum security prison. Guzman is currently being held in a northern Mexico prison. Mexico has said it expects to extradite Guzman by February. A new United Nations report says the well-being of a 10-year-old girl, or 10-year-old girls, that is, will pay huge economic and development dividends for societies worldwide. Lisa Schlein has our report.
Globally, boys tend to be favored over girls. This is particularly true in the developing world, where data show discrimination against girls deprives them of an education and makes them vulnerable to harmful practices. The State of World Population report finds more than half of the world's 65 million 10-year-old girls live in the 48 countries with the worst gender inequality. It says these girls are less likely than boys to get an education, and many are subject to forced marriage, child labor, and female genital mutilation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Russian national, who was accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested early this month in the Czech capital, is a 29-year-old Moscow resident. Czech authorities this week said the suspect was detained October 5th in downtown Prague in response to an Interpol warrant requested by the United States, and he now faces a Czech extradition hearing. A Russian government spokeswoman says the Russian Foreign Ministry and the Russian Embassy in Prague are actively working with the Czech authorities to prevent the extradition of a Russian citizen to the United States. Details on much more news at voanews.com. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.